Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you could be with us today. Got the entire crew in the house.
And glad to be here.
You know, every time I say that, I think about every time a rerun runs, they hear that too. And they're kind of like, oh, they're all here. And then they hear us talk about what we talked about before and go, oh, they're not.
Yeah, they're not. We are here.
We are here today.
Showed up. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
And today is September the 20 what? First? Yep.
Yes.
21st.
Yeah. Oh, September? I thought it was still July.
I know.
I tell you, it's
2016, right?
Yeah, well, the fall weather was a pleasant surprise, wasn't it?
It's over. Whip out your weather app there, Keith. It's
going to
be back to the 90s. The whole first week of October, they say it's going to be 90.
Just what we need.
You know, it's global warming.
Global warming, no doubt about it.
You know what I think it is? Low rates.
Holy cow.
Low rates have created such friction over at County Bank Mortgage that it's raised the temperature.
Holy cow. Okay, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday next week, highs 94.
No way.
94, 96,
yeah.
94.
That sounds like that's the same. Yeah, that's the same number of loans we're closing those days. And
exactly.
And we're glad to be doing it. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's great moving weather, isn't it? Can't you imagine all those people that said, we're going to wait till the fall when it cools down? Well, it did. It cooled from 98 to 94.
That's Greenville. I bet Columbia is 100.
Oh, it's always at least 10 degrees hotter there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so we got to talk about some mortgages because that's why people listen if they are listening.
Well, there's lots of them.
There's lots of them, and we're glad to be doing them. Lots and lots and lots of second opinions. So the Fed came out and lowered short-term interest rates again. So now the general public, we have their attention.
Yes, they do. Everybody thinks that mortgage rates have gone down, 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 and they have, but not because the prime rate was dropped.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they've turned.
Yeah, if you got a HELOC, your HELOC went down another quarter point.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. It's like I had one of the employees that's refined theirs. It was kind of funny. They said something to me about it. And I said, oh, yes, you could participate in that, too, if you'd like a daily ARM rate that adjusts every night.
Yeah.
So that's what the Fed controls. So, yeah.
Well, it's the rates are still good. You know, we've had a little increase here over the last few weeks. And right before I went home yesterday, I did notice that a lot of the investors were improving rates. So we got a little bit of a dip late yesterday afternoon. It probably wasn't very much, but they're a little higher now than they were 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know. But a lot of people are thinking
lower than they were at the beginning of the week.
Exactly. So, you know, so overall they're still pretty good. And you know, if you have not refinanced, I will say this: I have looked at so many deals.
Yes.
And we've had so many listeners who have sent their
statement second
to us,
opinion,
asked for some second opinions. Hey, should I do anything? And you know, we've had probably. I probably had 4 or 5 conversations this week. I just said, look, stick with what you got. You're in good shape, you know.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, if you're at 4 3/8 or higher, that's the magic number right now, 4.375 or higher on your interest rate, or if you're in an FHA loan.
Yep. Or if you got a balance over 400.
Yes. You need to
take a peek.
Yes.
I tell you what came out of the woodwork this week. Jumbos.
Yeah.
Jumbos.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. We got 3 calls this week, Keith, and this is very unusual for us. Hey, I got a $1.5 million house and need to borrow $1 million. And we said, okay. But it's just like it's
so.
Like
so what is jumbo in relationship to conventional 30-year fixed?
Very close to the same as long as the LTV is 60 or under.
Yeah.
If you're in a, you know, an 85 or a 90, then it's going to be what, JD, a quarter higher, 3/8?
Yeah, I'd say jumbos, 4 1/8.
Historically, you know. It's been about a half. Would it not be above? I mean,
yeah,
if
it's about a quarter, 3/8 now.
Yeah, it's
like
not that much.
Yeah,
it's really not that. I tell you what is weird though, is I priced two deals this week where the borrower said, look, I'm not going to be in the house that long. How about an ARM? And I said, pass. They're higher than the fixed.
That's amazing.
So, you know, you look at the yield curve today. We talk about what's going on with that. Short end rates are very similar to long-term rates. So that means that ARMs may actually be higher than fixed.
Well, I did a deal yesterday. Guy's going to be in the house 5 years, okay, paying 4 3/8. We took him to 3.99, which really wasn't that big of a savings, but he was paying $170 in PMI, and his new PMI is 40. Yeah. So we saved him $130 on the PMI side. Yes. You know, he went from a 95% loan when he purchased. He's about 85 now. So ended up saving him $150 a month, no closing costs. So it worked out pretty
good. We'll take it.
Yes, we'll take it. Well, listen, we're going to head into our first break today. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We got a lot to talk about. Got some numbers, August numbers to talk about a little bit. And, a couple of weeks we'll have the September numbers. But I think more of the same, it looks like to me, from what I can tell, maybe even a little spike. So we're going to head into our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker taking your texts and phone calls today. If you've got a question or comment about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, give us a ring at 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. 442-7553. The text line is open as well at 71307. Been a very popular addition to the show.
Absolutely.
71307 is the text line. Shoot us a question or comment about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate.
Yeah.
We're talking.
We'll do one more sidebar before that. Classiest thing I've seen in forever, Keith, your Georgia Bulldogs last week.
Whoa! You said class and Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs in the same sentence.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. The pink out for the Arkansas State coach whose wife passed from breast cancer. There was an estimate 35,000 Bulldogs in the stadium wore pink.
It was very cool.
That's awesome.
Very, very classy.
Yep.
When's the last time
y'all did
that
at Clemson? And that's the nicest thing. Never. Never. Listen, we just don't do that. But it was very classy. Nice job by the Bulldogs.
Thank
and that's the last time I'll ever say anything
that's
nice
right.
about them.
We could see you guys at the end of the year. You
we
know?
Could. That would be fun.
That
was my favorite rivalry when I was in school. Yeah. Now, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah. They used to have some battles, Georgia Clemson. I will say this, there's probably some people listening right now going to Athens. There's going to be about 95,000 people in the stands and about 195,000 outside the stadium tonight.
We actually considered going.
The Catholics are coming to town.
Yep.
Yes. I heard that many of the grocery stores in Athens removed all bars of Irish Spring soap from the shelves. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
You know that Mike Schellinger, he's a big Notre Dame
Oh, yeah, he is. That's right. Yeah.
I like Mike, but boo. I don't like the Irish.
I'm going to text him today. I always text him when you guys have played him a couple of times recently.
Yeah, when you text him, just text him, go Dogs.
Yeah.
You don't need to say anything
else.
I won't. All right, so let's talk a little real estate. So JD was doing some retirement planning and trying to figure out the exact right date to move to Montana. And while he was doing that,
light at the end of the tunnel got bigger, didn't it?
Yeah, he discovered through an article that he found online that there is an estimated, 222,000 people going to be moving into Greenville over the next 20 years. And JD was nice enough to do a little math. So he said, okay, so that's 222,000 people. Let's break that down in an average family size of 4.3. That's 50,000 families. And then he did a little more math and said, how many is that a month? 215.
That's over the next 20 years.
Exactly over the next 20 years.
Yep.
All right, and so, you know, and what is it, 2/3, 70%
of people?
And
that's assuming that the rate of increase does not go up.
Yes, that's assuming steady. And then, Keith, you had backed that up with some stuff that you had seen online.
No, he was spot on. The only thing that—
I thought it was 10 instead of 20.
That's right, and it matches up exactly with what I had seen. They posted on GreenvilleCounty.org. Both the city and the county websites are great sources of information if you don't use them very often. You should favorite them. And they whether you're looking for a schedule or statistical data or anything about the county, you can find it on the websites. But they posted on the front page the population of Greenville County is roughly 510,000 and that it would be growing at a 2.1 or a 2.2% annual rate for the foreseeable future. And that extrapolated into 20 years is exactly what J.D. had.
Yeah, and I'm not sure.
That's 215 a month. That's 150. Right. Homes being purchased.
That's right.
Yeah,
probably.
If you use 70%, yeah. I'm just, you know,
or an apartment occupied or built. You know, I was downtown this week several times, and I could not name you all the new hotels that just came online.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's crazy.
I was in Birmingham last week at the Grand Bohemian. I texted JD.
Yeah.
And they're building the Grand Bohemian's going right next to the new project across from the Peace Center.
Yeah.
So there are going to be two hotels, but it's going to be, the Grand Bohemian is going to be on the river.
Oh, wow.
Right,
oh,
down nice. Facing the park.
Yeah.
But the point is whether you're on the north end of Main Street or the south end of Main Street, there are new hotels.
Yes.
You know, there's a new Hyatt, a new Residence Inn. It's just
everything, huh?
Yeah, the one across from, or next to Max Speed Shop there across from the stadium.
Yep.
It's
they got one there too.
Yeah, brand new, just opened.
I just don't get downtown enough.
Yeah,
I mean, I just don't do it.
Your life's you're occupied with.
He does 100% of his living within 1.2 miles of where he lives.
I am, and my wife tells me about that every day. We have to go somewhere.
Well,
I said, we got Publix, we got Chop House, we got
all within 1.2 miles.
I mean, you know, what do you want to do?
All right, so we got our first question of the day, guys. It's dad passed away and waiting on probate court to settle estate amongst the children, and he has $1 million home. Is there a way to get a line of credit toward the home or against the home while it's in probate? And the answer is yes, as long as there's been a personal representative that has been appointed, and as long as the deed of distribution has been provided. And that is oftentimes we make loans on properties that are still in probate once that deed of distribution is done. And then that gives that transfers the title of the real estate, and then that allows whoever those folks are to borrow money on that property.
Yep.
And so you just need to get in touch with JD and he
can look
at it. Do they
have to do it collectively, Chris?
If they're all on title, yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
And it depends on the, you know, if it's $1 million home, it also is going to depend on the size that you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for $250,000 or less, that's generally a much easier transaction than if you're looking for a lot more than that.
Right. If you're looking for an $800,000 line of credit, you're going to face some challenges. Not from that side of things in terms of probate, but from the lending side of things from a bank.
Yeah, absolutely. But we have done that before many, many times. Oftentimes where one family member will want to buy out the other three. And so, you know, the probate court will go ahead and allow that deed of distribution, and then party A will buy out party B, C, and D. And, you know, because they're the ones that ultimately want the home.
And a good real estate attorney can help you with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
if you were doing it that way, you'd need a contract of sale between the parties to create the deed of distribution.
Interesting, not for me.
Yeah.
We treat it as a refi because you already own it. The attorney that's closing the transaction, is going to want some document, call it a purchase agreement, a a distribution agreement, whatever you want to call it. They're going to want some type of document showing the amount of funds that each party is going to receive
yeah.
and that is agreed to so that it can be split up. But, you know, from our side of the world, you can't buy something you already own. So if you own 25% of it, to us it's a refi, which allows for a lot more flexibility when it comes to lending, because when you're doing an inherited buyout, you don't always have to treat it as cash out, which is, you know, one of the things that we have, you know, some concern with, because it costs more if you're doing what they call a cash out transaction.
Right.
But if you reach out to JD at 331-HOME, that's 331-4663, or if you prefer to email, just email askjd@countybankmortgage.com. He'll be happy to look at it. And, of course, you know a couple of really good attorneys that could answer some questions as well.
Several of them that we can help you out and try to find someone that, you know, is kind of close to where you live and that sort of thing as well. And I don't think we got the email address out when we were talking about refinancing in that first segment. We always wait to the last minute, so I'm going to do it now. askjd@countybankmortgage.com. 4.375 or higher, $400,000 loan or higher.
You need to be taking a peek.
Take a look. And like I say, in most instances, it typically is going to make sense to do a refinance.
Now,
but
JD,
if it's not, I'll tell you it's not.
How much do you charge for those?
Those are still free. Those are still free of charge. So,
yeah,
it works out good.
Yeah, and the good news about it is we're not afraid to say keep what you got. What you got's a great deal. Or it's going to save you $9.12. I probably wouldn't
not
do
worth it.
And then one of the other things we can tell a lot of times, depending upon how far we get along, is whether or not we will need an appraisal. I'm still seeing a high number of what we would call property inspection waivers. That's old language. You know, they refer to it now as appraisal waivers, where you're doing a transaction, and based on the data that Fannie and Freddie already have, they say, look, we agree with the number that the customer gave JD or that JD gave the Fannie and Freddie, and we're okay with this.
And sometimes those are higher loan to values. I got one yesterday on an 87% loan.
Is that
and,
right?
And no appraisal required.
Was it in a traditional high-density neighborhood?
Downtown.
Oh, really? And see, I was going to say, that's kind of just the opposite of what I would think, because in a very traditional production neighborhood, you've got a lot of very good data, so it's easy to do an automated valuation. But when you go into a neighborhood of 50, 60, 70-year-old homes where you might have a 1,800-square-foot home next to a 3,800-square-foot home, you're going to have I would think you would need much more intimate knowledge of
and I think
that
they, you know, they've been
market.
Collecting data now for how long?
It's at least 5 years.
Yeah, so you know think they got it figured out.
Well,
they're going to get
rid of
us eventually.
Let me say this: I think they think they got it figured
That's
out.
Right.
I will continue to predict that this is the next big faux pas in
yes.
the entire mortgage
business. I would agree
business.
With that, Chris.
You know,
yep.
because here's what you don't know: you don't know condition,
until, and you don't know what you don't
until
know
until
right?
you get a
don't
knock on you your door. Know. And the door opens and a drone flies through the house and looks at the rooms, and then the drone flies around the house to look at the exterior. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
if you have not been inside, then you don't know.
I always think about that. We went to that Fannie Mae conference.
Oh, yeah,
in Atlanta.
This is a great
this was like
story.
2002 or 3. And they put a picture up of this really nice house.
And it was huge. It was probably
10,000 square feet or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful front facade of this house.
Anyway, so they did. They were talking about drive-by appraisals and why they're not going to be doing those anymore. And they showed the back of the house, and it was basically gone.
Yeah.
Totally burned
out. Completely burned out.
Yes.
And there had been like 10 or 12 fraudulent loans made on that property.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people would go in and do a cash out using a drive-by appraisal and then never pay the mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, it was shocking, to
yeah,
say the least.
It was completely crazy. But I think that's a mistake that they're making. However, it is convenient for the customer right now. Saw one this week, too, where the house was, I want to say, $350,000, $360,000. Is the estimated value. The borrower was doing $150,000 cash out, and on a cash out got a property inspection waiver, which is very unusual, but all based on loan to value.
Yep.
And then I also saw two purchases come down the pipe. that had property inspection waivers. Now, our advice there would
be buyer's broker.
Yeah. I would just think if the buyer's broker has a waiver too. Right? Yeah. Yeah. That, well, you need to sign if you choose not to get an
appraisal. Yeah, so here's the thing. Does that mean you can get an appraisal? The answer is yes. You can order your own. Just understand I can't use it.
Yeah.
You know, right. So if you want to go hire an appraiser, and of course Keith and JD know, you know, some great appraisers that we've used over the years, I would always encourage you on a purchase transaction to get an appraisal, just because you need to know. But that can be your appraisal ordered from somebody you picked, yep. You know, and yep. I don't ever have to see it. If I don't need it, I don't need it. Yep. And, you know, and oftentimes you can get by. Now, the advantage you get if you give it to me is that I'm gonna look at it in a lot more detail than you are. And, you know, we're really going to review from end to end to make sure that we believe it was properly done.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. I will say we had a great breakfast. I think it was this week or maybe last week.
Yeah.
Rebuild Upstate.
Oh, yeah, and, fantastic.
Yeah, they do a great job. And, of course, County Bank is very involved in a lot of charity organizations and
sure.
different things. And right after the bottom of the hour, we're going to have some people call in from the South Carolina Ovarian Cancer Foundation.
Sure.
Another
cause we support.
Absolutely. So we're going to do that after the bottom of the hour break. Look forward to hearing from them. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. If you've got a question or comment, give us a ring, 866-442-7553. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. So we'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break here on House Plans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Appreciate all our texters and phone calls today. We've got a couple other text questions we're going to get to here in just a bit, but we're going to go to the phone lines. I believe we have Alicia from Greenville with Handbags of Hope on the line. Good morning, Alicia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Doing good. Appreciate you calling in. We were talking before the break how County Bank, we try to support a lot of nonprofits and have a lot of interested different things that we support. And, of course, you guys are part of that group. And I know we got Handbags for Hope coming out. And I know you guys have been doing that for some time, right?
It's actually our 13th annual Handbags for Hope.
Wow. Yeah, 13 years. That's good. So tell us a little bit about it. What is the event and exactly when is it, where is it, and how can our listeners maybe try to support a little bit?
Sure. It is a silent auction. We have 114 handbags that will have lots of goodies inside, and then we also have 10 live auction items. It is held this Thursday, September the 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m., tickets are sold online. You can go to the South Carolina Ovarian Cancer .org website mm-hmm. under the events tab, and you can purchase a ticket there. If you are unable to go online, we will have tickets on sale at the door. Tickets are $40.
Yeah.
And it will cover amazing food from Good Life Catering.
Oh, we'll Good Life. Yeah, those guys do a great job.
They do, and we will actually have a delicious cake from Couture Cakes in Greenville.
Boy, that sounds good. I might just show up for the food. I mean, you know, the handbags are just a plus. Good Life, those guys do a great job for sure, and, of course, the cakes as well. And so now where is this going to take place?
It's actually at the Huguenot Loft at the Peace Center. It's 101 West Broad Street, Greenville.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that's downtown. So you guys will have 114 bags, silent auction, raising money for the South Carolina Ovarian Cancer Foundation. And I think you said you go online to get your tickets, and that's the you can get them at the website, right? www.scovariancancer.org. Is that what you said?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Well, good. Well, good. So 13th year that you guys have done this. I know it's an exciting time, and our listeners can go online, $40, some great food and all that going on. And that's this Thursday, the 26th. Downtown, 6 to 9 p.m. down at the Peace Center. That's high rent district, Keith.
I was thinking, I was going to say that, J.D. You know, that's it's in the old, right there behind, it's no longer
Larkins.
Larkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's something else now, isn't it? But it's just behind and above, isn't that right, Alicia?
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous location. And you know, we just encourage everybody to come join us. It's going to be Greenville's best girls' night out.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to meet some of the processing side or of the County Bank Mortgage team, they'll all be volunteering out there. So you can go get you some autographs from those guys.
Yeah, that's right.
They're rock stars.
That's right. That's right.
They make it happen.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. I know it's a great event and be a great night for a girls' night if they want to come down and maybe snag a nice little purse as well. And 114 purses, that's a lot of purses.
Yeah, a lot of choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for a great cause.
And for a great cause as well. That's exactly right. So anyway, well, listen, we appreciate you calling in and wish you guys the best of luck. And I'm sure we'll have some of our listeners coming out to join in on some of the fun.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey,
thanks, Alicia.
Thank Absolutely. You. Yeah, we have been supporting and volunteering at the event for quite some time. And, you know, one of the things that County Bank always believes in is giving back to the community and working with the community and supporting the community that we live in and work in. And the County Bank processing team on the other side of the house, not the sales staff, but the other side, will be out there in support. We've done it many, many years, and it's such a great cause. And if you miss those addresses or have questions, you can always reach out to JD at askjd@countybankmortgage.com, or you can call us at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663, and we can give you the information about how to participate. And I can tell you the feedback I've gotten year after year is what a great event it was, how much fun it was. And I think if you do put together a team to go out there and join, we'll challenge some of our real estate agents to get a team together and go out there and have
Absolutely.
Some fun.
Well, I will tell you this, too. With Good Life Catering, they're going to be catering Simone's wedding next May. And they've done a bunch of our golf events and that kind of thing. Those guys do a great job, and it will be really good food.
Yeah,
$40, it'd be worth it just for the food.
We did get a texter that said that the Huguenot Mill is right there on Broad Street beside the entrance to the Peace Center, just down past the stage door. So easy to find, great location, parking garage right across the street. And of course, like we said multiple times, for a good cause. So we would really like to.
And once you leave there, you're within walking distance of Halls.
Yeah.
So
if you go to the website, there are quite a few bags on the website. You can just look at them. Very nicely done. And of course, you know, the upstate South Carolina supports a variety of cancer causes. We are really a community that is striving to help eliminate some of the cancers.
Almost
everybody has been touched by cancer. Just one person removed, almost in everyone's immediate family.
Yes, absolutely.
So anytime you get the opportunity to just donate, go to the website and stick a little bit of money in the donation box. And if you can't go.
Right. Absolutely.
That's right. Yep.
Well, listen, we do have another text question, guys, and this one comes up all the time. It's how long after the county signs off on the final inspection, and we're talking about new construction here, does it take the tax assessor to actually assess the property after the fact? And so, you know, basically, when is the tax bill going to be available? You know, curious about, they got vacant land right now, and they're trying to figure out when they build, what's going to happen? And I think that's a great question. I get that question all the time. And essentially, the it's going to be the first year it's going to be taxed as a lot, right, Keith?
Well, it used to be. Now they up. I think they update it quarterly, Chris.
Well,
so if the house is built,
when the CO is after the CO is issued,
that's right. So when the, I think the CO actually triggers that process, because when you build a house, you go down and pull a permit, and they keep it in house there at the permit office until such time as it's completed and the final inspection is done, and then that certificate of occupancy is given to the builder. It's typically required at closing, or most attorneys will require it. And I think once that CO is issued, it triggers that county evaluation process. And then by the next quarter, the assessed value of the property should show up on the website. Now, it used to be the status of the property at the beginning of the year,
right?
January 1st. So if you closed on January the 31st, then the only taxes you would owe that year would be based on the vacant lot.
Yep.
But point of sale, I think it makes the assessors do it each quarter. So you can expect the assessed value. I don't know if it'll show up on the website that quickly.
And they don't visit the site. I know there's a question about them visiting the site, but they do use the plans, you know, the square footage, and
that's the basis of where they start.
Yeah,
that's
where
right.
the how much the purchase price was.
You know, in Spartanburg, they do a little bit better job. You can go on the Spartanburg website and actually see a floor plan diagram of the property. I'm not sure exactly how they do that in Spartanburg,
mm-hmm.
but in Greenville County, it would be based on sold data and what the builder pulled.
Yeah, and so what you're saying is it's going to trail by a quarter from when the CO is issued.
That's right.
Is generally the way it works. But if you finish in the fourth quarter, then it would be lot only, and then it would roll into the next year before it was assessed. And then, of course, you also have to remember that you have to go and change your taxes to the 4% if it's going to be a primary, right?
Because anytime the deed is affected, the default position of 6% comes into effect.
Yep. All right, well, listen, we're going to head into our final break of the show. You're listening to House Plans. We'll be back right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage in the house. Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker here to answer your question, calls, and comments. If you got one, you can hit us up on the text line at 71307, or you can always give us a call at 866 442-7553. We'd love to hear from you. We talked to at the bottom of the hour with Handbags for Hope, which is an event coming up this Thursday. If you want to get some information about that, you can always send an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com or give us a call at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. We'd love to hear that our listeners were out there supporting a good cause for the ovarian cancer folks. It's a great cause, and
Absolutely. We
would certainly appreciate it if you would participate and be there. And Keith, you pointed out, if you go over to the website, you can see some of the handbags that they're going to be selling at the event, and we'd appreciate it if
what
you get involved.
What is that, JD? South Carolina, SC Ovarian Cancer.org.
That's correct. Yeah, Keith, I've got it. I didn't know you were going to put me on the spot. That's pretty good there.
I like that.
SCOvarianCancer.org. That's correct. Is the website. SCOvarianCancer.org. So
great calls.
I know we got a text question that we're going to get to here. And
it's a great one.
It is a great question. So tell us a little bit about
the general question is, hey, I bought a building, I paid tax assessed value for it, which generally would mean that you got it undervalued or under what you would expect it to value. Then they turned around and put 100% of what they paid for the building in the building to renovate it. And so now they've done some calculations. This is a commercial building, and they've done some calculations as to how much it would generate in income, which would be, I guess, your cap rate, to figure out what the return would be. And now they've priced the property 10 times more than what they paid for it. And buyers are reluctant to buy it because they know what he paid for it. And so one of the questions was, is there any way to hide that number? And the answer is no. When real estate changes hands, or let me say, not that I'm aware of, when real estate changes hands, there is a deed recorded, and that deed will show what you paid for the property. And so that number is out there, and that number is public. So, anybody with a little research and a computer can go find, hey, this person bought this property for X, and now they're asking why. I think the most important thing is, how did you establish the sales price for selling it now? And it makes me think of the right price analysis over at the buyer's broker, because I think that's the most important thing, right? What is the true fair market value of the property?
Yeah, and typically, I would not rely on the seller's data.
Right.
To determine the fair
that's
market
right,
value.
But maybe an appraisal,
we call,
right?
We call it a right price analysis. That's right. And from the buyer's perspective. And so if you, in the absence of
independent appraisal.
That's right. From a qualified, reputable professional, then selling that to the buyer based on your information might be a little bit challenging. And so what I would recommend that he do is get a good appraisal on the property. And you might also supply your own calculations in a formal setting,
yes.
When I do an AVM.
Well, one of the things I remember that you do, Keith, like if the like for your house, perfect example, when you sold it, you had done certain number of upgrades. Well, you left a sheet in the house to explain to the prospective buyer, this, we're done. Well, that might be a great thing to leave in this commercial property is, this are done. But then the most important thing about a commercial property is the value is determined based on the rental income that it produces.
That's right.
And so a comparative rent schedule that says, hey, this is the prospective income that you could generate from this property off of
this
investment.
Based on the data. That's right.
Based on the data. And then you would use comparables to show what other properties like this rent for in the general area, because that is what's most important, because it's a cash flow driven value.
And let's focus on what the seller's real challenge is, giving the buyer confidence in what they're buying. Right.
Yes.
That's ultimately.
Right. Yes.
So if the purchaser does not have confidence in the numbers or what they're buying,
yes,
then they're going to have what's typically referred to in the business as buyer's remorse. And,
sure,
you know, I talk about it fairly regularly with first-time home buyers who, you know, may become physically ill the evening that they make an offer on,
sure,
a property because they've never done it before and they don't have confidence,
right,
in what they're doing. So what the seller wants to do is give as much high-quality information as they can to give the buyer confidence. And by the way, it should be accurate information because if for some reason you hold it out improperly or you're not providing the information that you're providing is not accurate, then the sale you may be liable. You know,
sure,
the law says that you must disclose what you know or
should have known. That's
right.
Correct.
Well, and you know, when you think about it, Keith makes fun of me about the way I shop, but this is the kind of thing I would do. I would look at it and go, well, you paid $50,000. You know, I'm not giving you $150,000. You can forget that.
But if we asked
But that's
you,
not
that's
the right way to go about it, because the question is, you know, I think about the park where the buildings are where we are on Pelham Road. Okay, so you got, what are there, 16 buildings very much like ours, and there's some bigger buildings. And people say, well, what are these buildings worth? And the right answer to that is it depends on what kind of rent they're collecting.
Yes.
Okay, if the building is completely empty with no leases and no generating of income, it is worth X, okay, because then you're talking about potential, which one of my bosses used to say means you ain't worth anything today, okay? And then the next building may have the entire thing leased on a 10-year lease with a number one client at $17 a foot triple net. Well, that building might be worth 1.3.
That's right.
Because of the
physically
length of the lease, it's the exact same physical building, but the cash flow on building B is going to be greater than A. And so I think the challenge in this particular situation is to present that cash flow value. And of course, one of the biggest ways to do that is lease the space.
That's right. Go ahead and put some tenants in it.
Go ahead and put some tenants in it. You know, that's going to be a big PIA, but you can handle a professional to take care of that for you. And if you need a referral on that, we can give you that too. But if you put a tenant in it and you got a long-term lease or any type of lease, then that cash flow becomes more
real.
Relevant.
That's right.
It becomes more real, and you may even decide to keep it.
Right.
That's exactly right.
You know, I mean,
kind of like when you fix your house up when you're getting ready to sell it. You're like,
God, this is kind of nice.
Yeah,
nice house.
Maybe we should stay. I mean, you had that same situation,
absolutely,
right, Keith? You poured all that money in to make it.
And oftentimes sellers do, Chris. You'd be surprised how many people say that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got a couple minutes left in the show. I thought we'd hit these August numbers real quick before September gets away from us and we move on to the next month. Tell me what you guys think. Let's have a little word association here in the last couple minutes. So in August, we had 1,505 sales over 1,359 last year, plus 10.7%.
Yeah, that's a big August, isn't it?
That's big.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah, that's big.
Now, here's the question. How much did the drop in rates impact that?
Yeah.
How many people said, oh, rates are down a half a point, let's pull the trigger now?
Yeah.
Well, I think without drilling down deeply on this, the builders seem to be having more and more confidence.
I agree.
And
are continuing.
They have ramped up inventory.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's taken 7 or 8 years for them to have that confidence.
And you know what, Keith? It seems to me that people that go out and miss on two or three different houses end up going to those neighborhoods and buying from, you know, whoever, whatever builder, XYZ builder, because they know they're going to get the house.
Yes.
Or they know
sense?
They'll
it
build
be,
the
it
house.
Can, it can be frustrating. There's no doubt about it.
I've had three or four, I just thought about that, at least three or four of those examples in the last 90 days where they've gotten to a point where they just can't find or can't get under contract on something they want, so they end up going over there and doing that. So year-to-date, guys, 98.29 over 94.80, plus 3.7%. A little more than the Keith Clark
said. Just a
said.
Tad, though, not much.
1-2%.
I was thinking I was pretty close.
Well, you are pretty close, but if we keep going that plus 10.7, that thing's going to be over 4%.
Yeah,
that'd be twice as high. So, Anyway, days on market 52 and 53, basically about flat as far as that goes. That's just
but still a super low number.
It is a low number.
Traditionally, a very low number.
Median home price 216 over 205. 216,000.
And that's a good number now. That's starting to show what the appreciation rate is because that's year to date.
Plus 5.8%.
Well, you know, I talked to a couple of people this week. JD, I think you had a client that bought 120 or 125 with $25,000 down 2 years ago. And what is it worth now?
I think it priced 147 or something.
147. Was it a whole 2 years?
I think it's right at 2 years. 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, obviously in that price point, bigger push because it's a first-time home buyer price point. Anytime you get south of 185 or 200, those properties may be appreciating even
more. Yes.
You know, I got a postcard in the mail this week over in Piedmont, and it was 3-bedroom, 3-bath. I want to say 2,800 square feet, and they were asking 250. And I can tell you 5 years ago, that house would have been 185, 190, right. You know. But, you know, it's very desirable
in that
price point. You know, I think one of the questions is going to be what happens as that number continues to go up. When rates go up, it's going to have a negative impact on affordability.
Well, one of the most surprising numbers to me was inventory, 5128 over 4001. Up 28%.
And we need that. We need that inventory, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the demand is going to lessen any just because inventory.
Well, we got 215 families a month. Yeah.
That screams local moves to me. I don't know, you know.
215 families, what was that,
a month
moving
over
here.
The next 20 years.
Yeah. And we'll make them all loans if they call us.
Every single one of them, yes.
Well, listen,
if I could do it 20 more years, but.
Oh, you got to. Yeah, you're getting ready to pay for a wedding. You're going to have to work at least 20.
True. You're right.
Well, y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you on House Plans 331 Home if you need to speak to us. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.